So is a business bestie a legit thing? I mean, when I first heard this term, I thought, sounds cute, but tell me more. So we're going to talk about that after the theme song.
So the big question is this: how do we ambitious professionals avoid the slow-moving career, take control of our time, and get paid for two things? Doing what excites us and making an impact bigger than anyone ever thought was possible. That is the question, and this podcast has the answers. My name is Candace Spears, and welcome to Ambition, Honey, and Hustle.
There's an article on YFSmagazine.com, and I'll make sure that this article is linked in the show notes. But it says why every solopreneur needs a business bestie. And as I look at how they define a business bestie, it says a business bestie is your brand champion. In essence, your business best friend. Ideally, this person is also a business owner. Now, I realize that feels pretty self-explanatory just by the title in and of itself. But think about it. So this concept of a business bestie, essentially what you might do with your best friend, you go places, you have things in common, you chat about things together, you laugh together, you cry together, all these good things. Same thing applies, but to a person who's also on a similar journey as you. And so when I sit back and say, is a business bestie a legit thing? When I think about all the different characteristics, I say, absolutely. I know I can think of experiences in my own life right now today with fellow business owners, a couple of which I'll be syncing up with very soon, who are like, oh my gosh, I can't wait to connect with them to talk about what's been happening or to hear their experiences on things or to share problems, to share concerns, all these good things. So I am a firm believer that a business bestie is a legit thing. And not only do I think it's legit, but I think it's necessary, very, very necessary. So an entrepreneurship journey, especially depending on what you're getting into and who's around you and what paths they've traveled, it can be a lonely thing if you don't have that support in place or people that have been there, they know the struggles, that type of thing. And so as you travel the journey and as you're trying to grow your business, having that type of person that can be a go-to that you can lean on can make all the difference in the world between have you set your goals for the month like you're supposed to? Have you, been dedicating a good portion of your time to doing the income producing activities? Have you done this? Have you done that? Right? Having those people that will be there to support you, that you can lean on, and that can help keep you accountable. So as I think about this and as I reflected, even in doing this episode, there's something that I'm working on currently that's going to achieve the same goal for lots of folks, because I do think it's important on the success path. So more to come on that, and I'll talk about more of that as it comes. Make sure that you are connected. We're connected together on social media. I'd like to hang out on Instagram at Candace Spears. Let's make sure that you're on the email email newsletter. You can always either go to CandaceSpears.com or drop me an email, Candace@CandaceSpears.com. But this is such an important topic. And if you want to continue down your path, especially where there are a lot of things in your path, you may be working your full-time job still, trying to get this business off the ground. And at this point in time, you likely have children at home with you while you're trying to get all this stuff done, plus you've got to do distance learning. This is so too real for me right now because I am approaching the week and trying to figure out how to put all these different pieces together. So having that support in place and having someone that identifies with what you're going through is going to be massively important to your success. So I want you to do this today. I want you to sit back and think, do I have somebody that fits these qualifications? Do I have a business bestie of sort? Where might I find this? Where am I getting my source of accountability today? Where am I getting my source of, hey, have you been through this before today? Right? Where are you getting that? And if your answer is nowhere, not sure, I'm missing it altogether, one, we just need to connect because I want to make sure that you do have that path to be successful. And I think that this is the something that's going on behind the magic curtain here that I'm working on would be very helpful for you in that journey. So evaluate for yourself. And if there are some folks that you know that maybe you just haven't connected with yet, that would be perfect to fall into this business bestie role, reach out to them. Strike up a conversation on this very topic. It is important. So take this and take some action. I hope you have a great day, a great evening, whenever you're listening, and I'll talk to you again very, very soon.
Enjoy what you're hearing on this podcast? Well, if you do, I need you to do me a huge favor. Go over to Apple Podcast, look for Ambition, Honey, and Hustle, and leave me a rating and a written review. That would be so awesome. And you don't know how much that helps other listeners just like you find us. So go ahead, leave the rating and review. I'll wait or not. I'll trust that you'll go and do it. And I thank you very much in advance.